This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESB Sports.
This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports on AM 1490 and the new B107.5 FM.
Good evening and welcome into Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports. Actually, more of a good afternoon as we get the early start today in the consolation game of the second boys bracket of the Joe DiCerbo Memorial Tournament. So the Owls last night in their first round game lost to the Olean Huskies. But boy, did they play a good game. They played a really good first quarter and a really good fourth quarter as well. They at one point had a 10-point lead over Olean. Olean was able to claw back kind of in those middle two quarters there, the second and third, and they built up a 10-point lead of their own, and that's where they ended it. Now, they had about a 9-point lead, and the Owls did battle back to within one, and then Olean pulled back away to end the game 55-45. So Olean will go on to the championship game tonight. They're going to face the hosting Allegheny Limestone Gators. Meanwhile, the Owls are going to get a rematch of the championship game of the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament when they take on Otto Eldred. So the Terrors are on the floor, as are the Owls, warming up now. We've got a few minutes more before the opening tip-off. The most recent game against Otto Eldred was a close one as well in Otto Eldred, again, for the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament. Now, last year, played Otto Eldred a total of three times, which is very weird, but the COVID year with the bubble and all of those things going on, plus the one home game that we played in Otto Eldred, I believe was the game that the Owls won. And then we played them twice in Bradford, and they beat the Owls twice in Bradford. Now, fast forward to this year, and in the championship game, Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament, the Owls, actually, that was one where the Owls had to claw back. We're looking at a 22-11 score at halftime. Otto Eldred was up by 11, had doubled the Owls' score in the first two quarters of play. And then the Owls outscored Otto Eldred 10-2 in the third quarter to make it a pretty interesting game. They did as well outscore Otto Eldred in the fourth quarter, but it just wasn't quite enough. They had taken the lead late in the last minute of play. Bradford took the lead for the first time since the first quarter, went up by one, but Gavin Jimerson for the Terrors was able to make a last second shot, just a short kind of a four footer from the baseline. To put Otto Eldred back up by one as time was basically expiring. I think the Owls maybe had time to get off another shot, but couldn't really get a clean look at anything. So the Owls are 1-4 on the season, and they are 0-1 against Otto Eldred. But this is good for them because it's a team that they've seen before. It's not very often this early in the season you'll get your second look at a team. Now, it's usually much later in the season that you'll see teams more than once, but the Owls are going to see Otto Eldred again. But same story here is Otto Eldred also has that win. So what does that do for them mentally? Does that give them a little bit of a boost? The Owls back on the floor tonight, and we'll see their starting lineup. I do have that starting lineup penciled in. We'll see if there's any changes to that. We're also going to see if the Otto Eldred starting lineup has changed from just a couple of weeks ago in Duke Center. As we start to line up here, yesterday they did not do the national anthem for every game, so I'm going to assume that is the case again. But the Owls, again, 1-4 on the season, but just about every game they've lost has been a real close, hard-fought game. I think the Warren game and the Olean games are now the two biggest point differences in a loss. But, you know, 10 points barely in the double digits. Either way, a good game. So we do have a national anthem. So we'll pause for that. We'll come back with our starting lineups for both teams. It's Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the case vault, the case copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own case copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford. Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports. We've got the national anthem over with now and time for the starting lineups. And we'll start off with who will be on the scoreboard tonight as the home team, and that'll be Otto Eldred. So they'll be the home team tonight. For the consolation game in Allegheny Limestone, home of the Gators, for the Joe DiCerbo Memorial Tournament. So the Otto Eldred Terrors will be starting Gavin Jimerson, number one. Number two, Austin Cousins. Number 14, Manning Splain. Number 23, Landon Francis. And number 44, Cohen Walker. So looking back on that most recent game and the leading scorer, it was really well spaced out, but the leading scorer for the Terrors was Austin Cousins. He had 9 points, and they were all in the first half. Landon Francis and Gavin Jimerson both had eight, and Landon Francis' 8 points were also all in the first half. So a pretty interesting dynamic there. We'll see where the production comes from today, and if it comes, if it's almost time specific as it was last time Bradford played these Terrors. So the starting lineups for your Bradford Owls. Number 10, the sophomore, Jake Franz. Number 13, the senior, Jared Wilmoth. Number 14, the senior, Dalton Dixon. Number 42, the senior, Nolan Rulo. And number 2, the junior, Lucas Johnson. Starting again in the fifth starting position. For Cam Austin, who is, again, if you didn't hear the broadcast yesterday, Cam Austin is back, back in action for the Owls on the floor. He logged some playing time last night. He wasn't a starter. He wasn't quite a sixth man, but he was right there. I mean, he wasn't the first man off the bench. I believe he was the second or third. It was only about a minute off of being the first man off the bench. So good to see Austin back in the game. I believe he had 7 points last night. So obviously, very happy with that. And now we have a couple more announcements before the Owls take to the floor. So last night against Olean, Jake Franz was the leading scorer for the third game in a row, 12 points. Jared Wilmoth added 10. Cam Austin added 7. And then it was pretty spread out from there. Nolan Rulo had 4. Ryan Ward, Lucas Johnson, Chase Weinberg had 2. Isaiah Fitton added 5. And Dalton Dixon added 1. So here comes the tip. Nolan Rulo will face off against Gavin Jimerson. And Rulo wins the tip. Tips it directly to Jake Franz. Outlet pass goes to Wilmoth, and the Owls start with possession. So Otto Eldred working in a man-to-man defense against the Owls. Bounce pass down low to Dixon. Dixon works towards the right side of the court and then passes it outside to Wilmoth. The Owls again in their all red aways. There's a high screen from Rulo for Johnson. He passes it around the perimeter to Wilmoth. Wilmoth trying to get it down low to Rulo. Rulo, turn around. And the little 5-footer is no good. It's a little strong off the board. And it's going to be whistled dead. It's going to be a foul on Rulo on the rebound. So his first, team first. 7:20 left in the game now. Obviously, another interesting dynamic. The last time these two teams played, it was in PA. They are two PA teams, but they're playing in New York with New York rules, including a shot clock. Here's a drive from Francis, kicked out, and a 3-pointer up and no good. But Francis gets the rebound. Gives it right back to Splain. Splain to Jimerson. Jimerson drives in. Little finger roll is good for Jimerson. And Otto Eldred takes a 2-0 lead. 6:51 left in the first quarter. Wilmoth swings around the perimeter. Dixon ends up with it. Dixon's going to dribble back up to the top. Hands it off to Jake Franz. Franz takes the jump shot from the elbow. It's no good. And Otto Eldred gathers the rebound. Now Otto Eldred, Cousins off and running. Bounce pass to Francis, to Manning, Splain in the corner, and Nolan Rulo with a big steal. Just reached in and took it from him. Outlet pass to Dalton Dixon. Dalton brings it up for the Owls. Bounce pass to Franz, across to Wilmoth. We have Dixon cutting baseline to the far side of the court. They try to bounce it in to Nolan Rulo. It's tipped, but Rulo is able to get it back. Kicked back out to Franz. Franz pump fake, gives it to Johnson. Johnson fakes right, drives left, goes in for the layup. It's not good, but he gets the foul, and he'll go to the line for two. So Lucas Johnson will shoot the first two free throws of the night here for either team, specifically for the Owls, who got to the line a few times last night, but not a whole lot. First shot is up and off to the left side. No good. 2, 4, 6, 7, 8 times they shot from the free throw line. Looks like they made 5 of them. Second shot for Johnson is up, and that one is good. So makes the adjustment and gets the Owls on the board. It's 2-1. Otto Eldred leads. 6 minutes left in the first quarter. Francis to Splain. Splain pump fake back up top to Francis. Jimerson in the middle. Bounce pass down low. Goes out of bounds. So that'll be a turnover for Otto Eldred as Ryan Love can't corral the pass. Goes right out of bounds. So the Owls inbound to Jared Wilmoth. Wilmoth across half court. He's going to drive in on the right side, kicks it out to Dixon. Wilmoth continues through to the baseline and comes out on the left side as Francis gathers the pass. He hands it off to Wilmoth. Wilmoth drives in again, turns around, pops it back out to Franz. Franz looks at a streaking Dalton Dixon, but the pass isn't there, so he gives it back to Wilmoth. Wilmoth driving, and he's called for a travel. He had a pass on the baseline that he was trying to hesitate to. So much momentum that he ended up on his pivot foot and stopped, but then it's kind of almost a bit of a hop, a skip on the pivot foot. So cross-court pass. Francis ends up with it for 3. It's off the mark. Rulo trying to chase it down, but Love gets there first. So Otto Eldred with their first offensive rebound. See if they can convert on the second chance points. It's Splain down low to Jimerson. Out top to Francis. Francis, bounce pass. Beautiful feed from Francis. Sets up Cohen Walker for 2, and it's 4-1. So the Owls trail by 3. And Landon Francis just with a really nice look there. Rulo working down low, kicks it out to Franz for 3. It's just long. Trying to get the loose ball is Jared Wilmoth, but it ends up going into the hands of the Terrors. Here comes Walker again. Another feed by Francis. And Walker, the trailing Terror, gets a beautiful feed and finishes at 6-1. Otto Eldred leads. 4:15 left in the first quarter. The Owls still trying to find it. Struggling on offense and a little on defense as well. So Wilmoth gets a high screen from Rulo, who's going to drive in right side, step back, gives it to Johnson. Johnson works it into Dixon, who kicks it back out to Rulo. Back out to Dixon, jump stop to Rulo, pump fake. And that's a shot clock violation. So the first shot clock violation, and they know, they're very aware that it's not part of their game. As they turn around to come back down on defense, Dalton Dixon made sure to yell to the bench, hey, you guys got to let us know when that shot clock is going to go. The bench said, we tried, man. We tried. They're on the opposite end of the floor. And there's Walker getting fed again underneath. He tries to go up, and he's going to be fouled by Isaiah Fitton, who just entered the game. So it's his first, team second. Walker at the line to shoot 2. Right now we've got Jared Wilmoth, Isaiah Fitton, Dalton Dixon, Jake Franz, and Cam Austin in the game as well, as Fitton and Austin just entered. Here's the first shot for Walker. It's good. And he'll get one more try at it as well. Second shot is no good. Dalton Dixon trying to get to the rebound. And it's a foul on the loose ball by Otto Eldred. It's on Manning Splain, I believe, his first team second, inbound to Wilmoth. 3:32 left, 7-1, Otto Eldred leads. And five of those points are from Cohen Walker. There's Isaiah Fitton. Takes a dribble, picks it back up, gives it to Dixon. Dixon at the top of the perimeter. Fakes. Nice jump stop by Dixon, and he finishes. Dalton Dixon just took it in from outside the three. Faked left, drove right, jump stop, and the layup is good. Beautiful play by Dixon. Francis puts up a three. It's short. And Isaiah Fitton skies for the rebound. Outlet pass to Franz. It's 7-3, 2:56 left. The Owls are pushing. Franz goes in, layup. Left side is good. Jake Franz. A beautiful left-handed finger roll off balance, but he gets it to fall. And now it's a one-possession game. 7-5, 2:44. Splaying out to Francis. Francis, and they swing around the perimeter the opposite way. Splaying to Francis, playing catch. He looks the other way now. Back to Splaying. Back to Francis. Over to Love. And here's a shot. It's no good. But Love gets the rebound. The putback is no good. And it goes out of bounds. Ref says last touch by Otto Eldred. Or last touch by Bradford, rather. And it'll stay Otto Eldred basketball with a fresh shot clock. 2:14 left in the first quarter. 7-5. Francis inbounds. And good traffic jam there. But Splaying gets loose and can't make the shot, but Francis gets the offensive rebound. So a lot of opportunities as Otto Eldred extends this possession yet again. Another fresh shot clock. There's Francis driving right side. Bounce pass to Jimerson. A really nice feed by Francis. Leaves Jimerson wide open for two on the left side of the glass. So it's 9-5 now, 1:45 left in the first quarter. Isaiah Fitton going to work, gives it to Austin. Austin, outside the three, drives in. Spin move! There's the Cam Austin special. It doesn't fall. It somehow bounces in on the back and the front of the rim, but pops back out. He's fouled, though, and he'll go to the line to shoot, too. So Austin misses the first shot. The foul is on Jimerson. It's his first. It's the team third. Austin will shoot one more and try to cut the lead back down to three. Right now it's 9-5 with 1:35 left in the first quarter. Austin's second shot up and good. So Austin makes the adjustment as well. Makes it 9-6. Otto Eldred ball, 1:30 left in the first quarter. Cousins to Francis. Francis, bit of a pump fake. Hesitates though and gives it back to Cousins. And the Owls actually working. I have a great angle to see what just happened. It was a bounce pass going down low that went right off an Otto Eldred player's leg, straight out of bounds. I'm in the crow's nest, though, looking down at it right in front of me, but it gets called out of bounds on Bradford. So just a bit of a miss one there. Obviously, I have the best vantage point in the house for that. So there's a shot and no good for Otto Eldred after Sheen Thomas entered the game. And here's Wilmoth charging in on the right side. Can't get the shot up in time, so he'll kick it out to Dixon. Wilmoth again, working underneath. High off the glass, it's no good. And Otto Eldred with the rebound. So Otto Eldred pushes. Cousins to Francis. Across to Walker. Goes out of bounds, and Dixon will get called for the foul. So it's his second now. His third. Dixon's third. Team fourth. So Dixon's got to go to the bench. And Chase Weinberg will enter the game. Here's Francis on the inbound. Looking for Jimerson right underneath. And he gets it. Goes up immediately and puts it in for two. So it's 11-6. A five-point lead with 37 seconds left. 27 on the shot clock. Franz is going to keep it. Drive inside. Kicks it out. Wilmoth drives baseline. Kicks it out to Franz. Franz drives in, stops at 10 feet, takes a jump shot. It's no good. But it's a foul on the play. A foul on the shot at that. It's on number 10, Max Splaying. And Franz will shoot two from the charity stripe. 24 seconds left. Franz's first shot is no good. So still 11-6, 24.6 seconds left in the first quarter. Both teams at four fouls. Fran's second shot is up and hits the back of the rim twice, three times, but doesn't go in. Francis gets the rebound and brings it up. Shot clock is off for Otto Eldred. Here comes the Terrors. Francis being guarded by Weinberg. High screen from Thomas. Wilmoth picks him up. Passed over to Cousins. Cousins with a long two-pointer, and it's good. And that will be the end, as the Owls just have enough time to inbound, but that's the buzzer to signify the end of the first quarter. Otto Eldred leads Bradford 13-6. The Owls will have to battle back again, just as they did last time they faced this team a couple weeks ago at the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament. So we'll be back with the second quarter of play, 13-6. Otto Eldred leads the Bradford Owls on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsons, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports in Allegheny Limestone for the Joe DiCerbo Memorial Tournament. In the consolation game is the Bradford Owls and the Otto Eldred Terrors. The Terrors lead 13-6 after one quarter of play. The Owls, you know, it's the thing that we talk about every game. It's the rebounds. A lot of offensive rebounds for Otto Eldred has really helped. 7-point lead, I think, shows that. Cousins has it for Otto Eldred. And Cam Alston with the quick hands tries to gun down the steal, but he can't get to it before it goes out of bounds. So Jimerson will inbound to Francis. 7:51, only 10 ticks off the clock here in the first half of play. There's the pass to Thomas at the elbow. Back out to Splain. Splain to Jimerson. Perimeter to Francis. Francis drives right side, and he's fouled. So going to be a shooting foul. The whistle seemed a little early for a shooting foul, but Francis will go to the line. Maybe a little continuation. It's an NBA rule. But Francis on the line for two. He makes the first one. So that will put Otto Eldred ahead 14-6. And here's the second. That one's good as well. 15-6. A 9-point lead for the Terrors. 7.5 minutes left in the first half. The Owls trying to battle back. Here comes Wilmoth driving up the court. Bounce pass to Weinberg. Back outside to Franz. And a tipped pass, but Wilmoth ends up with it. No harm, no foul. High screen from Austin. Pass to Fitton. Wilmoth goes to work off the ball. Fitton drives inside. Kicks it back out to Wilmoth on the opposite side. Now we've got Franz going back to work off the ball. Wilmoth drives in, and he's called for a charge. So it's going to be Wilmoth's first, team sixth. And let's see, we have Brendan Warner checking in for Isaiah Fitton. So Francis drives up. Pass is stolen. Pass to Splain, stolen by Wilmoth. Good hands there. Just read that pass beautifully. Kicks it out to Warner for three. It's just off the mark. Cam Alston gets the rebound, and he's fouled. A loose ball foul as he's hip-checked going up for the rebound. So that's going to be on Thomas. It's going to be his first, team fifth. Jake Franz inbounds to Austin, and it goes right up over his head. He can't get it. So now we've got Otto Eldred out and running. Francis. They slow it down and set up the offense. There's Cousins now. The Owls working in a 3-2 zone. And that leaves Cousins open in the corner for three. No good. But Sheen Thomas gets the offensive rebound. No box out. And Thomas is able to convert for two. The putback is good at 17-6. The problem with a 3-2 defense would be it's hard to box out. You don't have your man-to-man assignment. And that leaves a guy like Sheen Thomas down low, just kind of floating around, sneaks in behind three Owls. Three Owls down there looking at the rebound, but Sheen Thomas steps in front of all three of them and is able to put it back for two. So Cam Alston with it now. He's going to drive. He's got a little bit of room on the right side, but it's going to be called a foul on Otto Eldred. And let's see, it's on Landon Francis. It's his first. It's the team's sixth. So that'll put both teams in the bonus. And Weinberg inbounds to Austin, but it goes right back out of bounds on Otto Eldred. It'll stay Bradford ball. Still 17-6, an 11-point lead for Otto Eldred. 5:47 left in the first half. Thomas is going to come back out of the game in favor of Cohen Walker. Weinberg looks to inbound to Austin. Austin drives left, kicks it out to Weinberg. Up top to Warner. Warner down the perimeter a ways to Franz. High screen from Weinberg. Franz drives in left side. Fake pass, elevates, and the layup is good. What a beautiful play by Jake Franz. And that's going to be a timeout. It's 17-8. The Owls cut it back down to single digits here against Otto Eldred. We're going to take a timeout with them. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Jimmy Kelce, your voice of the Owls, broadcasting live from Allegheny Limestone. My sound engineer and producer, Nick Young's back at the station. 5:28 left in the first half as the Owls trail to Otto Eldred, 17-8. So a 9-point lead. Let's look back on where the Owls were at halftime last time we played Otto Eldred. What was it, just last weekend? Is that the Randy Stebbins? I believe it was last weekend. Halftime score was 22-11. We're not far off. Right now, 17-8. Francis almost loses it. He's able to get it back. Passes it in Jimerson. And Jimerson's pass is stolen by Chase Weinberg. Chase is off and running. He's got Jake Franz trailing. Franz right back to Weinberg. Weinberg misses the first attempt, but gets his own layup and puts the putback in for two. So Weinberg gets into the game, cuts the lead to 7 now, 17-10 with 4:40 left in the game. France is bringing up the ball. The Owls, again, still working in a zone defense now. Looks like a 3-2. Jimerson outside to Splain. Splain back up top to Francis. Francis is going to drive in right down the middle, and he'll be fouled on the floor. So that's, again, both teams in the bonus. That's going to put Francis on for a 1-1. The foul's going to be on Chase Weinberg, his first, team seventh. And Francis on the line. He's 2-for-2 so far. And that first shot is up and good, so he will get a second. So Otto Eldred trying to get back up by 9. Looks like A.J. Gleason's going to enter the game. So he comes in for Weinberg. Francis will take his second shot. And that's in as well. 4-for-4 from the line. And that makes it 19-10 with 4:20 left in the first half. Warner to Franz. Cam Austin also on the floor. A.J. Gleason, Lucas Johnson. Johnson's going to drive in. Kicks it out to Austin. Austin now drives. Jump stop and the layup. It's just off the mark. It's a little strong, and Otto Eldred's coming back down the other way. Pass to Jimerson, kick back out to Austin. To Francis. Francis to Max Splain, Manning Splain. And back to Francis for 3. It's off the mark. Jimerson gathers the offensive rebound. So another second chance opportunity here. Jimerson takes the 3, and it's good. So another 3-point opportunity, and it's converted on. So the Owls now down by 12, 22-10. And wow, Cam Austin is going to be called for an offensive foul. That's a rough one. So we have Ryan Ward entering the game for Cam Austin as he picks up his first foul. Here's the inbound. 3:17 left in the second quarter. Jimerson gets it. He's going to drive in on the left side. Kicked out for three. And that's good for Manning Splain. Wow, and now it's a 15-point lead all of a sudden, 25-10, as these three-pointers start to fall for Otto Eldred. And a nice high screen and roll by A.J. Gleason. Jake Franz feeds him, and Gleason gets a nice open look underneath the basket. It's 25-12 now after Gleason's first bucket. Jimerson down to Cousins for three. That one's long. Fighting for the rebound is Lucas Johnson. He gets it, but Splain forces a jump ball. So it'll stay. The Owls will be able to get possession here thanks to the possession arrow as Otto Eldred started the second quarter with it. Here's the inbound to Franz. 2.5 minutes left in the second quarter. Still 25-12. Franz is going to drive in. Kicks it out to Johnson. High screen from Ward. Hands it off to Warner. High screen from Gleason. Gleason rolls. The pass isn't there, so Franz will get it. Franz will kick it out to Johnson. Another high screen. Gleason. Johnson to Ward. Layup is no good. And Otto Eldred has the rebound. 2 minutes to go. Jimerson being fed down low. He gives it up. And credit him with the assist. Max Splain is right there under the bucket. And he gets it in for two. 27-12. 1:45 left in the second quarter. And the Otto Eldred Terrors are just rolling now. Jake Franz for two. It's no good. And we'll see. I think we're going to get Ryan Ward for an over the back. No, it's going to be a loose ball foul on Max Splain. It's going to be his second. It's the team seventh. So Ryan Ward will shoot a 1-1. There's the first shot. It's up and no good. So he won't get a second. A.J. Gleason trying to track down the offensive board. And he slides out of bounds. And it's called Otto Eldred basketball. So 1:37 left to go in the first half. 27-12. The Terrors lead. Here's the inbound to Splain. Bounce pass to Francis. Jake Franz almost has it, but he can't quite get to it. And Ryan Ward almost has it, but he can't quite get to it. Francis now to Jimerson. They have it across half court. Francis, high screen from Jimerson. Jimerson just kind of pops. Doesn't really roll. Stays outside with it. He'll take the pass. Now he's going to drive in on the right side. Kicks it back out to Max Splain. And he's fouled on the floor. So Splain will go for a 1-1 now. So Splain, Otto Eldred with a 15-point lead, and Splain with the ability to add two more if he makes both. First shot is no good, so he won't get a second. And now the Owls have it. 1 minute and 4 seconds left in the second quarter. Franz to Johnson. Johnson hands it off to Ward. Franz doing a lot of running. Gathers a pass. Spin move. He goes inside. High off the glass. No foul called, but he's able to make the layup drop. A lot of contact, but Franz is able to make it work. 27-14. Francis gets a wide open three. It bounces off the front of the rim. Sheen Thomas comes in for the rebound. I believe we're going to get a jump ball. Nope. We're going to get a foul. I think we're going to be a foul on Rulo. Yeah. It's going to be a foul on Rulo. Rulo was fighting for a rebound. Looked like it was a jump ball situation. Rulo would get called for it. Probably could have went either way. 27-14. 35 seconds left. Sheen Thomas is going to shoot a 1-1. No, it's their 10th team foul. It's the double bonus. Sheen Thomas is going to shoot two either way. The first one doesn't go. Second shot for Thomas. Up, and that one's good. So the Terrors now by 14, 28-14, 32 seconds left. There's a 1 second differential between the shot and game clock. Rulo is going to drive baseline. Skies up. Layup is no good. A.J. Gleason tracking down the long rebound. Bounce pass back to Rulo. Back to Gleason. Gleason with a little floater. Doesn't go. And Otto Eldred with the board. Francis looks up at the clock, sees 14 seconds left, and he goes to work. Here comes Jimerson trailing. Now 9 seconds to go. Otto Eldred, high screen from Thomas. Jimerson drives inside, off-balance shot, doesn't go. And Franz has it. 1 second, he puts it up. Oh, it hits the back of the rim. Franz with a chance had a buzzer beater from half court, and it hits dead square back of the rim and bounces back out. Almost a really nice half court shot there at the buzzer. But the Owls find themselves down here at the half by, interestingly enough, last time they played Otto Eldred, halftime score was Otto Eldred had them doubled, 22-11. They're doubled here again at halftime, 28-14. So a 14-point lead for the Terrors at the half. Give us a four-minute break. We're going to tally up some stats, and we'll talk a first-half recap during the Bradford Owls halftime show on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Taking them on their first real roller coaster.
Okay, buddy, come on over.
I don't know.
Let's measure.
Okay.
You're just tall enough.
Yes!
Getting back to the moments we miss starts with getting informed. Get the latest info about COVID-19 vaccines at getvaccineanswers.org. It's up to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Good evening and welcome back to Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. We're at the Owls halftime show here from the Joe DiCerbo Memorial Tournament at Allegheny Limestone this year. Mentioned this yesterday, but worth explaining again in case you missed yesterday's game. Game one against the Olean Huskies. The Joe DiCerbo Memorial Tournament, formerly known as the IBO, is usually held at the Riley Center in St. Bonaventure, but a lot of scheduling conflicts this year, and they were unable to get the tournament into the Riley Center, mostly because of the two holidays, Christmas and New Year's, falling on Saturdays. It led to a lot of scheduling conflict. So instead, they decided to hold it at Allegheny Limestone, where the event has been held before, 2018, I believe, 2017, 2018. They were familiar with it. You know, it's kind of a newer facility, a lot of parking, a lot of bleacher, a lot of seating. So it worked out that way, and kind of glad that it did. I like coming back to Allegheny Limestone. The athletic director, John Luce, is very accommodating. It's really easy to get what I need here, to get somebody on the phone if I need somebody. You know, it's always a pleasure dealing with anyone from Allegheny Limestone. Now, last night, the Owls lost to Olean 55-45 to put them here in the consolation game against Otto Eldred, who lost to Allegheny Limestone. Now here we are at halftime, and Otto Eldred with a 14-point lead. It's 28-14 over the Owls. They're in a similar situation, but a little bit worse than they were last weekend at the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament, where they faced Otto Eldred in the championship game. Otto Eldred had them doubled up at halftime, 22-11. But that's only an 11-point deficit, whereas now it's 28-14. You've got a 14-point deficit. So how do we get here exactly? Well, really, it's been a lot of Otto Eldred right from the get-go. I mean, right from the start, they've just been finding a way to kind of make it work. Early on, it was mostly kind of controlling clock. It was second chance points. That's been a big issue. They've gotten a lot of offensive rebounds. The Owls have tried out. They came out in a man-to-man, but they've been trying out a zone here in the second quarter, and they've given up maybe a few more offensive rebounds without that man-to-man box-out assignment. So, like, for example, we had three Owls underneath the board watching that ball as it misses on a shot, and Sheen Thomas just squeaks in between two of them and jumps in and grabs the rebound. So kind of a perfect example of the weak area of running a zone defense is, you know, that's nobody's guy. That's nobody's guy. If you're in man-to-man, then that's your guy. That's your responsibility. You got to get him and box him out. But, you know, that's just kind of nobody's guy in zone defense. Obviously, it's somebody's guy if he's in your zone. But, you know, that's just kind of the pluses and minuses of running the zone defense. So Otto Eldred outscores Bradford 13-6 in the first quarter. In the second quarter, they started to make a few of those three pointers were starting to fall, and they also got into the bonus and the double bonus by the end of the second quarter. So they really were able to extend out that lead. What was, you know, a 7-point lead at the end of the first quarter, they double into the 14-point lead with a 15-8 second quarter. So that's our first half score of 28-14. Now, the leading scorers so far, Gavin Jimerson has 9 points for Otto Eldred. So he's had himself a pretty good first half of play here. He had 8 points all last game. So he has 9 in the opening half, and it's a lot of good production from him, including a 1 3-point field goal. We have 5 points from Cohen Walker. That was all from the first couple of minutes of the game. 4 points from Landon Francis. They're all from free throws. A 3-pointer from Manix Splain. 3 points from Sheen Thomas. 2 points from Austin Cousins and Max Splain. Now on the Owls side of the ball, leading scorer so far tonight is Jake Franz, as has been the norm here. Jake Franz is out in front with 6 points. Then we have Dalton Dixon, AJ Gleason, and Chase Weinberg, all with 2. Then we have Lucas Johnson and Cam Austin, each with 1 free throw for 1 point apiece. So that gets us our scores of 28-14. We've got just about 30 seconds left here in the halftime clock. So we'll take one more quick break and be back with the third quarter of play. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the case vault, the case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports. We are just about to start the third quarter of play here in Allegheny Limestone for the consolation game of the Randy Stebbins. No, that's not right. The Joe DiCerbo Memorial Tournament, where the Owls are trailing Otto Eldred 28-14 to start the third quarter. Otto Eldred has possession after that jump ball switched the arrows around. So we've got bounce pass down low to Jimerson. Was about to say who we've got on the floor for the Owls, but a bounce pass to Jimerson kind of, he almost went up and put in the first shot there, but he passed it back off. Jake Franz, Jared Wilmoth, Cam Austin, Dalton Dixon, and AJ Gleason on the floor. Francis kicks it out. There's a 3-point up and in for Manning Spillane. So Spillane hits his second three of the night, and that shoots Otto Eldred ahead 31-14. Dalton Dixon with it on the left side of the floor. He's going to hand it off to Gleason, who gives it right to Wilmoth. Wilmoth now drives inside, spin move, and now he's going to go back towards the foul line and give it to Dixon. Dixon pump fakes, steps in, puts up the shot. It's no good. Jimerson with the rebound, gives it to Francis. Francis back to Jimerson. They play catch a little bit. Francis ends up with it. Hands it off to Cousins and gets it right back. We've got Walker down low for the Terrors. Jimerson working off the ball. We've also got Manning Spillane on the far side, weak side. Francis puts up a three in the corner on the right, and that's good. So Francis, with his first field goal of the night, he had 4 points all from free throws. And he puts up a three here to make it a 20-point game, 34-14 with 6:22 left. AJ Gleason to Dalton Dixon sets him a screen. Dixon doesn't really use it. He's going to dribble away and give it to Franz. Franz calls for Wilmoth to come up. Wilmoth is going to drive in after taking the handoff. Turn around, looking for Gleason. The pass isn't there, so he gives it to Austin outside. Austin is going to fake. Give it back to Wilmoth for three. They've got to get a shot off before the shot clock ends up. The three is no good, but Franz gets the rebound, drives inside high off the glass. It doesn't fall, and he's fouled. Going to shoot two from the line. So Franz with a nice offensive board there. It went a little long, and he was able to just run it down and already had the momentum going. So just keep it going. Goes in for the drive. The layup doesn't fall, but he's fouled. First free throw is up and good. The foul's on Austin Cousins. It's his second of the game. It's team first. Second shot for Franz is also good. So we're back to an 18-point game, 34-16. And Dalton Dixon almost gets the steal. But with the lunge, ooh, what a swat by Cam Austin. So Otto Eldred has to run a transition. Dalton Dixon was going for the steal because he didn't get it, and he lunged at it. Otto Eldred kind of had numbers on a fast break. And there's what a beautiful play by Landon Francis and Gavin Jimerson. Landon Francis has it. Jimerson comes up to set a screen. They double team on the switch, and Jimerson just drops down wide open. Francis sees it right away and feeds him. Back up to a 20-point lead, 36-16. Franz is going to drive in. Left side. Finger roll is good. And the foul. Jake Franz. So the foul is on Francis. It's his second. It's the team's second. And Jake Franz with a beautiful play. A nice finger roll as he falls to the floor. The layup drops. He's going to the line for three the hard way. The point after is good. Bit of a football call there. And it's 36-19, so France completes the three-point play and then immediately gets called for a foul on the other side of the floor. As he'll be called for reaching in. It's his second. It's team first. Cousins and he's called again. So the same thing. He was arguing with the ref a bit on that first foul call. It was a little ticky-tack. They pass it back into him, and Franz does the same exact move defensively, and he's called for another reach-in. So real quick, he's got three now. There's another foul called. This one's going to be maybe no foul, just out of bounds. So it was just whistled dead. So here's the inbound. Otto Eldred still leading 36-19. Cousins to Splain to Francis. Francis down low to Jimerson. Back out to Francis for three. And it's off the mark. Franz with the rebound. Franz brings it up. Looks to the right for Wilmoth. Takes it right back. They swing around the perimeter. Austin to Dixon. Dixon kind of directing traffic here. Tries to hand it off to Franz, but there's a defender there, so he gives it to Austin instead. Sets him a high screen. Austin drives inside. No shot. He's fouled on the floor. So that's going to be on Landon Francis. That makes it his third foul, which is a bit of a big deal. Landon Francis, I mean, obviously they've built up to a 36-19 lead, but, you know, Francis is a big part of this team. Here's the inbound to Wilmoth. Wilmoth is going to drive in on the right side. Kick it back out to Austin. Pump fake, drives in. Jump shot from the elbow. It's good. Cam Austin gets his first field goal of the game. So it's 36-21, a 15-point game now. Kicked out to Jimerson for three, and that's good. Jimerson with the momentum killer makes it 39-21. And no matter what the Owls do, here comes Dixon driving inside, back out to Austin, back out to Wilmoth. No matter what the Owls do, it seems like Otto Elder just answers right back immediately and takes away that momentum. Dixon drives baseline, kicks it out to Franz for three. That's good. Jake Franz. 39-24. So Franz answers back. And the Owls are in a full court press. And let's see, is that a timeout? It's going to be a timeout by Otto Eldred as Coach Bell does not want to risk turning the ball over and the Owls picking up a little bit more steam. So we'll take a timeout with him. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. 3:37 left in the third quarter. The Owls trail Otto Eldred 39-24. Coming out of a 30-second timeout for the Terrors. Otto Eldred has possession. And the Owls trying to battle back here. They found themselves down by 14 at the half. They're now down by 15, but it was a 20-point lead at one point for Otto Eldred. Splain drives in. Remember, Landon Francis still in foul trouble, so he's still on the bench for the Terrors. Splain to Jimerson. Jimerson is guarded by Austin, which is a great matchup. They're really almost identical in size. Austin might have an inch on him. Cousins down low to Jimerson. Jimerson has to turn around and put one up. The shot clock was about to go. It's no good. Franz skies for the board. 3 minutes now. Franz driving in. Stops at the elbow. Pump fake. Kicks it out to Austin. Austin to Wilmoth. Wilmoth is going to drive to the top of the perimeter. Directing traffic a little bit. Austin goes to the elbow and sets a screen. Dixon, the ball handler. Austin frees himself up underneath. Tries to put up the layup. It's no good, but he's fouled. So Jimerson commits the foul. It's his second. It's the team fourth. So something to keep an eye on there. If the Owls can claw back, having a lot of fouls is going to be a good way to do it. Austin takes the first shot, and it is good. So Francis is going to come back into the game with three fouls, 2:40 left in the third quarter. Austin's going to take one more free throw. It's Cam Austin, Isaiah Fitton, Dalton Dixon, Lucas Johnson, and Jared Wilmoth. Austin's second shot bounces all over and falls. That's a bit of a shooter's touch. So here's the full court press. Otto Elder trying to break. Wilmoth and just kind of taps it out of bounds, does Jared Wilmuth, and it'll stay Otto Eldred ball. 2:33 left in the third quarter. Inbound to Splain, handed right back to Francis. Francis gets a high screen from Thomas. They switch defensively, and now that goes out for a three-pointer by Cousins. It's no good. Austin with the rebound. Outlet pass to Johnson. Johnson comes up, looks to Dixon on the right side. Dixon directs Wilmuth baseline and follows him, drives in. He does make the layup, but I believe he's fouled on the floor before the shot. So that's a foul on Thomas. It's his second. It's the team fifth now, two away from the bonus. Here's the inbound to Wilmuth. Wilmuth will drive in, kick it out to Fitton for three, and that's good, Isaiah Fitton. Here's the pass to Thomas, and Isaiah Fitton with the steal. Fitton now, down to Wilmuth. 1:45 left, 39-29, back to a 10-point game. Out to Johnson for three, that's off the mark, and Wilmuth is able to track it down. Gets a high screen from Austin, drives inside. Little two-pointer is no good. It was just inside the free throw line, and it was a little strong. Francis looking to Thomas. Thomas and Fitton elevates for the block, but he'll get called for the foul. But it's a good foul nonetheless. It stops a wide-open layup on the fast break. While the Owls are trying to gain a little momentum, it's back to a 10-point lead. Sheen is going to be at the line for two. Sheen Thomas. Keep calling these Otto Eldred kids by their first name. I don't know any of them. First shot is up and no good. Thomas still at a 10-point lead, 39-29 is the Terrors. 1 minute, 27 seconds left in the third quarter. Thomas' second shot is up, and that one's no good. Wilmuth gets the rebound, and he's fouled, I believe. Looked like on Thomas as well. Thomas, the rebound kind of came right back to the shooter. Wilmuth jumps in front, but Thomas tries to make a play on it, and he's fouled. So it is his third, team sixth. Next one puts him in the bonus. Wilmuth will hit the bench. Lucas Johnson, Dalton Dixon, Cam Austin, Jake Franz. No. Let's see. Isaiah Fitton and Talon Reese enters the game. So Reese with it. Reese working, driving baseline, kicking it back out to Fitton. Fitton up top to Austin. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Austin drives, elevates, right side, layup is good. Cam Austin. Here's the full court trap, and Otto Eldred able to break. They get across half court. Down to Cousins. Cousins will slow it up. He finds a man down low. The shot is long. Fitton goes up for the board. It's an 8-point game, 39-31, with 34 seconds to go in the third quarter. Fitton to Dixon. Dixon, pump fake, drives, baseline, and is called for the charge. So Dixon finishes that play and makes the layup. If that goes the other way, which that's easily a 50-50 call at best, he's able to cut the lead possibly to five. But instead, it's a foul on Dalton, his fourth. And well, that's a bit of a game changer. So Otto Eldred with it, trying to get across half court. They do. 17 seconds. Shot clock is off. 39-31. Thomas with a high screen. Francis doesn't take it. Hands it off to Splain. And Austin will get called for a foul. So we're about to be in some real foul trouble here as Austin picks up his second. We've got Dixon with four. Ward with two. Wilmuth with two, I'm guessing at this point. Here's the inbound. 7 seconds left. Francis working his way inside. Elevates. Floaters no good. Lucas Johnson fighting for the rebound. And he gets it. Goes out of bounds, but it's going to be Bradford Owls' ball. So nice job by Johnson. 1.7 seconds. The foul. Oh, he's fouled. So it was a loose ball foul. And that's actually going to put Brendan Warner on the line. So it's Sheen Thomas's fourth foul of the game. Team seventh. Warner's to the line for a 1-1 with 1.7 seconds left in the third quarter. Weinberg, rather, was on the line. Weinberg's first shot is no good. Won't get a second. Rebound goes to Otto Eldred, and that ends the third quarter of play. The Owls cut it from 20 points to an 8-point deficit. It's 39-31. Can the Owls finish the rally? We'll see in the fourth quarter. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Welcome to the fourth quarter of Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. The Owls have battled their way back into this game to make it another close one. They've only been in close games since their season opener when they blew out Eisenhower. Since then, they've only been in close games come fourth quarter. And now it's an 8-point lead for Otto Eldred, 39-31, after a 17-11 third quarter. Owls outscored Otto Eldred 17-11, I believe, in the third. Most of the production coming from two guys, Cam Austin and Jake Franz. Jake Franz with it now. Hand off to Reese. Reese is going to drive in. Right-handed layup is no good, but he's fouled. So nice work from the freshman, Taylen Reese, to get to the line. And that's going to be Otto Eldred's eighth foul. It's the first on Manning Splain, but it's the eighth for the team. Reese's first shot is no good. Going to need to try to settle it down, see if he can convert the second. Second shot is in for Taylen Reese. And that makes it a 7-point game. 39-32. Here's the trap. Francis needs some help. He gives it to Splain. They break the trap. Jimerson with it. Back to Splain. Back to Jimerson. They swing around the perimeter. Francis to Cousins. Down low. And Walker has it, but loses it. It goes out of bounds. That's a turnover. And the Owls will have it. 7:33 left in the game, down by 7, 39-32. Taylen Reese, Jake Franz, Isaiah Fitton, Cam Austin, and Dalton Dixon on the floor for the Owls. Franz brings it across, bounce pass to Austin. Austin fakes a pass, drives inside, kicks it out to Dixon. Dixon to Franz. Franz going to cut right up the middle, kick it out to Fitton. Fitton drives in, takes about a 12-footer. It's no good. And Taylen Reese skies for the rebound, kicks it out to Franz, puts up a finger roll. It's no good. Otto Eldred has it now. And Franz will get called for a blocking foul. And that's the other foul trouble that I didn't think of. So Franz gets called for his fourth. Remember, he had the two quick ones back to back on the he touched me fouls. It was basically Jake Franz. And the ref arguing, and the ref won by issuing him two fouls back to back. 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Franz's fourth foul is going to take him out of the game. It's the sixth team. And that's going to be another foul on Bradford. This one's on Austin. It's going to be his third now, team seventh. So that's going to put Franz at the line for a 1-1. And the fouls might actually kind of bail Otto Eldred out of the fourth quarter trouble here. It's Francis, who makes his first shot, is shooting 5 for 5 from the line so far tonight. He's got one more, thanks to the 1-1, and he makes that as well. So 6 for 6 from the line, makes it back up to a 9-point game, 41-32. Just under 7 minutes to go. Johnson to Reese, Reese to Austin. Austin spin move, drives in baseline, elevates. Little 6-footer is good for Cam Austin. And another foul on the Owls. So this one's on Taylen Reese. So it's his first, but it's team eighth. And it'll put Jimerson on the line.
And Jimerson hasn't shot a free throw yet tonight. It's 41 to 34, the Owls trail by 7. Jimerson, first shot, no good. Fitton with the rebound. So the Owls have cut it to 7. They have possession. 6.5 minutes left in the game. Fitton to Johnson. Johnson might need a little help here. It's going to get kicked by the Terrors, and it'll stay Owls basketball. Shot clock's at 23 seconds. 6:24 left in the game. Inbound to Johnson. Johnson bounce pass to Reese. Reese back to Johnson. Now he gives it to Fitton. Fitton across court to Austin. Almost too high. Austin's able to handle it. Reese, Fitton, Austin from the three-point line. It's just off the mark, but Fitton with the rebound. Nice offensive rebound. Feeds Austin again, who elevates. Shot is no good. A lot of contact, no call. The rebound is tipped. Dalton Dixon comes up with it, and Dixon is going to draw the foul. So Dixon will go to the line for 1-1. Might shoot 2, actually. I don't know if that was the 9th or if they had 9. That was the 9th. So it's the 3rd foul on Austin Cousins. It's the 9th team foul. Dalton Dixon's first shot doesn't go. It rattles all around but doesn't drop. So still a 7-point game. Otto Eldred with the ball now. Jimerson hands it off to Francis. Jared Wilmoth back in the game as well. Francis to Cousins. They swing back and forth, and Francis ends up with it to Thomas. Just behind the foul line, he puts it up, and that's good for 2. So Thomas kind of ends the Owls' run here as just came Austin almost loses it, but he's able to get it in. Gives it to Wilmoth for 3. It's long. Jimerson fighting for the rebound. It's knocked out of bounds by Johnson. So Sheen Thomas makes the first field goal of the fourth quarter. Now, the Owls, both teams had only scored 2 points so far, but the 2 from Otto Eldred was from the free throw line. So it felt like a little bit of momentum for the Owls. And the Owls do get a steal here. Feeds Jake Franz for 3. Jake Franz, it's good. Franz cuts it down to a 6-point lead, 43-37. Francis. And it's a backcourt violation. Over and back. On a wild play, Jimerson tried to track it down. And Otto Eldred takes a timeout. It's Bradford Owls basketball trailing by 6, 43-37 with 4:43 left in the game. We'll take a timeout with them. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Bradford Owls basketball looking for a very familiar finish on WESB Sports. Just last weekend in the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament, the Owls trailed all game to the Otto Eldred Terrors. In the fourth quarter, they finally came back and in the last minute of play took their first 1-point lead of the game. Jimerson for Otto Eldred able to convert in the final seconds to retake the lead for a go-ahead shot, and the Owls lose a heartbreaker there. Now, at 1 point down by 20, the Owls have battled back to make it a 6-point game, 43-37 with 4:42 left. Can they come back again and maybe hang on to the lead this time? It's Jake Franz driving in, giving it to Wilmoth. Wilmoth bounce pass to Austin. Austin works on Jimerson, drives baseline, elevates, draws the foul, and 1. Cam Austin coming alive for the Owls. He finishes. He'll go to the line. Foul is on Jimerson. It's his 3rd, team 10th. So the Owls in the double bonus now. But shooting foul, Cam would shoot 1 either way.
And Austin sinks the free throw. It's a three-point game, 43-40. But Jake Franz gets called for a reach-in on the inbound. And that might be it for Franz. His fifth. So he's got one more to give. But they will take him out of the game, I assume. Or is he done? He's done, I think. I don't know why I thought it was six there for a minute. So in the game is Lucas Johnson, Cam Austin, Isaiah Fenton, Jared Wilmuth, and Dalton Dixon. And Splane makes the free throw on the 1-1, so he'll get one more. Splane's second shot is also good. So he's able to get it back out to a five-point lead, 45-40. But a lot of time left here for the Owls, 4 minutes, 20 seconds. There's a jump stop from Dalton Dixon. Doesn't make it, but gets his own rebound. Elevates again. Putback is no good, but he's fouled. So Dalton Dixon, we called him Captain America during the football season, and he's making his presence known here today as well. So Dixon will go to the line for two, trying to make it back to a three-point game. I don't know what we're got a bit of a hold up here. It's a sub. And Otto Eldred. Thomas is going to exit the game. Oh, Thomas has fouled out as well. So that's the fifth one on Thomas. 10th one for the team. It would be 11th for the team, I guess. Dixon makes the first free throw. Back to a four-point lead for Otto Eldred. Dixon's second shot is up. And that one's good as well. Dalton Dixon. 45-42. The Owls trail by three. 4 minutes left in the game. Otto Eldred brings it up. Splane to Jimerson. Jimerson trapped. Dalton dives for the foul. I missed the call, but Bradford's fired up about it. Was it maybe an over and back? Or maybe they didn't get it out of the backcourt. Maybe it was a 10-second. It was a 10-second violation called. Didn't get it out of the backcourt. So it's Owls possession. 4 minutes left. Down by three. Dalton Dixon with it. Remember, Jake Franz has fouled out. He's been the Owls' leading scorer the last three games in a row, and he was tonight. Here's Fitton driving off the glass. It's no good, but Cam Austin tips it in somehow, one-handed. So it's a one-point game, 45-44, and Otto Eldred is going to take a timeout. The Owls are fired up, 3:35 left, a one-point game from the Joe DiCerbo Memorial Tournament. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. I was just tallying up because Jake Franz has exited the game. He's fouled out of the game, and he was their leading scorer for the past three games in a row, and so far tonight as well, as I believe he has, he's accounted for 17 points. And if that's the case, I believe that's a season high for him. Six in the first half. I believe he's got 17 on the night. So the Owls still trying to find the production here. They trail by one. Cam Austin with a steal after the inbound. And the Owls take the lead. It's 46-45. Owls lead it. Otto Elger trying to bring it up. And just as Jimerson gets over half court, Wilmuth will get called for a reach-in foul. So that will put Otto Eldred into the double bonus as well, where the Owls have been. Jimerson will shoot two from the line. He's 0-for-1 so far on free throws. 46-45, Owls lead for the first time all game. Jimerson's first shot is up and good. Ties it back up at 46. 3 minutes, 20 seconds left to play. On the floor for the Owls, Lucas Johnson, Isaiah Fitton, Cam Austin, Jared Wilmuth, Dalton Dixon. Jimerson gets set for his second shot, and that's good.
So the lead flips back over here to Otto Eldred, 47-46. Dalton Dixon gets around his defender, drives in, and draws a foul. Great job by Dalton Dixon to work his way back to the line. He's going to shoot two more. He's 2 for 3 from the line so far tonight. If he can go 4 for 5, the Owls will rehab the lead. The first shot is good. No hesitation. The captain delivers. 47-47, 3:12 left in the game. Talen Reese is back in the game. Second shot for Dixon. It goes off the mark, but Wilmuth tracks down the rebound. Wilmuth drives baseline. Turn around. Brings it right back out. Gives it to Dixon. Dixon's going to settle it down some. Hands it off to Fitton. Fitton driving left side. Gives it back to Wilmuth. Wilmuth drives. And a good job by Landon Francis to force a jump ball. Francis out there with 4 fouls and putting his hands on the ball carrier, ball handler like that is a risky move, but it pays off with a jump ball. Possession arrow goes to Otto Eldred. Tied up at 47, 2:53 left in the game. Jimerson on a fast break. He elevates and finishes. So Otto Eldred just able to break through that full court press, and Jimerson with the layup. Now Austin elevates. He goes up all on his own and puts it back in for 2. Tied up at 49. And the Owls almost come away with a steal. Talen Reese taps the pass out of bounds, so it'll stay Otto Eldred ball. 2:31 left in the game, tied up at 49. Here's the inbound. And Talen Reese taps another pass. This time it goes right back to the guy who passed it. It was number 3, Blaze Mahalik. Mahalik to Francis in the corner. Francis will dribble it back out to the top of the key. The Owls in a man-to-man defense again. Manning Splain back to Francis. Francis bounce pass to Jimerson. Jimerson's going to get freed up for a 3. He's going to take it. It bounces out, but the Owls don't get the rebound. Couple Owls down there just watching the other one not go for the board. And instead, Mahalik gets it. And he's fouled. So Mahalik will go to the line for 2. Dalton Dixon fouls out. So Dixon gets his 5th foul. Mahalik's first shot is up and good. And Blaze Mahalik enters the game for the first time. Takes his first shot of the night and gives the Terrors a 2-point lead now. 51-49 after Mahalik makes both free throws. 1:51 left to play. Still a lot of game left. Fitton drives in. Jump stop. And he finishes with the foul. Isaiah Fitton making a difference here as Isaiah Fitton, who drives in, jump stop right side, makes the layup, is fouled, and will go to the line to retake the lead. It's tied up right now, 51-51, with 1:46 yet to go. Fitton with a chance to put the Owls back ahead. Here's the free throw, bounces in and out. Wilmuth with the offensive board. Wilmuth will drive in, and the finish from Jared Wilmuth. The Owls ahead by 2, 53-51. Wilmuth reaches in, and he's going to be called for a foul. How many is that on Wilmuth? His 3rd? We'll wait for it on the scoreboard. It is. So Wilmuth's 3rd. Obviously, both teams well into the bonus. So that's going to put Francis to the line. And Francis is 6 for 6 so far from the charity stripe tonight. Best he can do is tie it. 53-51, Bradford leads. First shot is good. 53-52, rather. 1:31 left in the game. The Owls with their first 2-point lead there off of Wilmuth's drive, I believe, of the entire day, the entire game. It's tied back up now, and Francis has gone 8 for 8 from the line. Lucas Johnson, Isaiah Fitton with it now. Johnson, Reese, Wilmuth, Fitton, and Austin on the floor for the Owls. Austin going to drive in. Spin move. Elevates. And it drops. Cam Austin. The signature Cam Austin spin move does it again.
Landon Francis trying to dribble his way out of trouble, and it's going to be a blocking foul, I believe, on Reese. Yeah, it is on Reese. So it's his second, and it's on Francis again. So Francis is going to shoot two from the line. Does he have to miss eventually? I don't know. Maybe not. He's 8-for-8. It's 55-53. Owls lead. 106 left to play. First shot is up and good. He's 9-for-9. Here's the second shot for Francis. He's automatic. It's an automatic. Tied up. 55. Francis is 10-for-10 from the line. Wilmoth directing traffic. Gives it to Johnson. Johnson looking. Bounce pass to Reese. Reese outside. It's tipped out of bounds by Otto Eldred. Nice job. That ball was probably could have been stopped by Wilmoth, but he would have had to really chase after it, but it was tipped out of bounds. Instincts tell you to go get the ball, but he stopped himself, put his hands up, and let it go out of bounds. He knew Otto Eldred touched it. Wilmoth now with it at the top of the perimeter and throws it away. Thought he had fit in cutting towards the hoop, but Francis comes up with a steal, and Otto Eldred's going to call a timeout because they have a chance to retake a two-point lead, and that is significant here with 32.8 seconds left in the game. Tied up at 55 from Allegheny Limestone. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Otto Eldred calls a timeout here as they have possession and a tie game, 55-55 with 32 seconds left, 32.8. There's 31 on the shot clock, and the Owls will come out. They trailed all game, down by as much as 20 points at one point in the third quarter. They took a one-point lead finally about halfway through the fourth. Then had their first two-point lead of the night just not too long ago. And now Otto Eldred will inbound. Here's Jimerson. Gives it right back to Francis. Francis will set up. They do not have time really to hold for one. There is a bit of a differential between the shot and game clock. It's not significant, but it means that if they wait for the game clock, they will run out of time. Francis gets freed up, but he can't make the shot. 8 seconds left. 8 seconds, and the Owls call a timeout. 7 seconds on the dot. Tied 55-55. Wilmoth gets the rebound, and the Owls call a timeout. Why is Wilmoth talking to the ref? Don't talk to the ref right now. It's a bad idea. There's nothing good you could be talking to the ref about right now. 7 seconds left. The Owls have possession coming out of the timeout, so we'll see what Bernardi draws up. On the floor right now for the Owls is going to be Jared Wilmoth, Isaiah Fitton, Lucas Johnson, Talen Reese, and Cam Austin. Right now, we've seen Jared Wilmoth kind of been the guy to handle the ball in these situations, but Cam Austin is the guy who you want to have the final shot. I think he might have overtaken Jake Franz as leading scorer on the night, 2-4. 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16. He's got, I believe, 19 points. So didn't come in here as a starter. I believe Cam Austin is who you want to end up with the shot. You might want Wilmoth to get him there as you're inbounding on the far side of the court. So Wilmoth might need to take this inbound and get the ball down court. But I believe you're going to be looking for Austin. 4 seconds. Wilmoth is going to drive it in. Puts it up. It's high off the glass. And that's going to be the end of regulation. We're headed for overtime. I believe Wilmoth was maybe trying to get a foul drawn. But we're heading to overtime. Tied 55-55. 4 minutes of overtime coming up. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case Vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome to Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports, heading into overtime. Interesting dynamic I just noticed on the bench here is Dalton Dixon, after fouling out, came all the way to the end of the bench, sitting three seats away from the rest of the team. Obviously very upset to foul out here. There he goes. Now he's in. We're going into overtime. Cam Austin will take the tip. Tied up at 55. And Otto Eldred wins the tip. Oh, but we get called for a redo. So tied up at 55 in overtime. We're going to re-jump. Otto Eldred wins it again. This one will be for real this time. Landon Francis in the game. For the Owls, it's Lucas Johnson, Talen Reese, Cam Austin, Jared Wilmoth, and Isaiah Fitton. Talen Reese guarding Austin Cousins. There's Splane to Jimerson. Jimerson kicked out to Francis. Almost loses it, but he's able to haul it in. Drives inside. And the drive, Francis elevates and finishes for two. So Otto Eldred strikes first. And Talen Reese on the other end of the floor is called for a charge. So it's his third. 57-55, Otto Eldred leads. There's the inbound. Jared Wilmoth on the trap, tips the pass out of bounds. So they'll inbound again. Manning Splane gets it. Wilmoth almost with the steal. Cross-court pass to Francis. Francis, they're going to double him up. And a pass to Jimerson. Layup is no good. Johnson with the board. Now the Owls are in action. 3:05 left in the overtime. 57-55. Otto Eldred leads. Isaiah Fitton back to Wilmoth. To Austin for three. It is no good. Bounces off. So Otto Eldred now with a chance to take a two-possession lead. 57-55. 2 minutes, 45 seconds left. Francis drives in, kicks it out. Back to Francis. He's picked up by Lucas Johnson. He's going to get a high screen from Walker. He doesn't really use it. Francis looking for Cousins. Picks up his dribble. Walker. The pass is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Otto Eldred. And it's Owls basketball. So the Owls with another chance, another possession to try to tie it up. The inbound to Wilmoth. 2.5 minutes left. Wilmoth brings it up. Looks to the right. Johnson is there. Austin is up top. Austin to Wilmoth. Bounce pass to Reese. Reese reverses. Back to Wilmoth. Austin ends up with it on the right side now. Austin will drive in, take a long two-pointer. It's long. Johnson with the rebound. Turns around, kicks it back out to Wilmoth. And the Owls will reset the shot clock and take another chance at it. Johnson. Wilmoth driving in right side, stops, kicks it back out to Austin. Austin now drives in. He kicks it out to Wilmoth for three. From the corner, it's long. It's no good. Otto Eldred with the board. And a two-point lead, 57-55, 1:36 to play now. This is the consolation game, but probably the best game so far of the tournament. Wilmoth with the steal, and Splane is going to foul him. So Splane trying to stop the fast break, reaches in on Wilmoth. And he's called for the foul. So double bonus, as that does not reset in overtime. So Wilmoth will shoot two. The first shot is good. Wilmoth puts the Owls within one. 57-56. Wilmoth will take a second shot. And that is also good. We are all tied up at 57. Otto Eldred, 57. Bradford, 57. 1:26 left in overtime. There is a timeout on the floor. We'll keep it here. What a game this has turned into. Remember, the Owls hadn't taken a lead all game. Otto Eldred struck first and stayed ahead for the entirety of the game until about 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter, I would say, if not later than that. At one point, the Terriers led by 20 points. They had a 20-point lead. The Owls battled back, joked around that maybe we'd see the similar kind of finish. The Owls might take a one-point lead late in the game, late in the fourth, just like they did last week at the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament. And they do. They rally back. They take a lead. It goes back and forth a little bit, flip-flops. Then the Owls take a two-point lead, which means, you know, you're no longer the one playing catch-up. Now you're the team kind of in control. The other team has to answer to you now. Otto Eldred's able to tie it back up. They force overtime. And they go back ahead. But now the Owls have tied it back up at 57. It is Otto Eldred ball. Both teams significantly affected by foul trouble, but I would say probably the Owls more so, as they've had two players fouled out, two starters fouled out. Francis brings it up, gives it to Jimerson, back to Francis. Francis drives in left side, picks up his dribble. He needs some help, and they call a timeout. I heard a whistle. I thought maybe it was a 5-second violation or travel, but it was a full timeout taken. 1:12 left on the clock. We'll take a 30-second timeout here. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Back here in overtime for Bradford Owls basketball. Otto Eldred with the ball. It's tied up at 57, 1 minute, 4 seconds yet to play. 11 seconds on the shot clock, 10. The Terriers need to get to work here. Francis takes a step back three. It's no good. Cam Austin tracks down the rebound. 49 seconds now. Wilmoth brings it up. The Owls with the opportunity to go ahead. Wilmoth to Ryan Ward, who just checked into the game. And a travel called on Cam Austin. Did a bit of a double head fake and must be shuffled the feet a little bit. So it's a turnover at an inopportune time. 36 seconds to play, and the Owls get a steal. Ryan Ward. Austin comes up with it, and he's fouled. Blocking foul. Thought maybe they called a charge there, but they didn't. So Austin elevates, and there's a lot of contact. The ball doesn't drop, but he's called. Draws a blocking foul on Otto Eldred. It's the fourth on Francis. No, there should be a person with a mop. They're trying to clean up the sweat off the floor. There's should be a person with a mop down there. But instead, we got a couple of refs and a couple of players just stepping on it with their feet, trying to wipe it up with their feet. They get it, I guess, and it's Cam Austin will get two shots. The first one is up and good, and the Owls retake the lead. 58-57. Cam Austin will get one more. And that rolls around and drops. 59-57, 28 seconds. The shot clock is off. The Owls need a stop for the win. The Terriers need a score to force overtime or a three-pointer for a last-second win. They're going to take a timeout with 19.8 seconds left. So now we're on the other end of it. Last time we were looking at the Owls coming out of a timeout with about 7 seconds left and needing to put one in for the win. Now the Owls are up by two. Otto Eldred will have the ball coming out of a timeout, and they need to put one in to extend the game. So Otto Eldred just looking for double overtime here. I mean, they can come away with a win if they want to risk the three. But I don't know. I think the way Bradford that's a tough call. That's a tough call if you're a coach. Usually the better team the better team wants more time, right? The better team wants more time. If we go into overtime, that's fine. We're still the better team. The Owls have rallied back here, and they probably feel like they're the better team at this point. Otto Eldred might want to just end it. They might want to just end it. The longer this goes, the more we're being outscored. So here's Francis. He's going to bring it in. 14 seconds, Francis, to Splain. Down to Jimerson. Jimerson out to Francis for three. It's off the mark, and Cam Austin has the rebound. Cam Austin has possession, and the Owls are fouled. So with 2 seconds on the clock, Cam Austin's going to go to the line. What a battle for the Owls. So it would take a pretty crazy situation for the obvious outcome to not happen. But we're not saying anything quite yet. 2 seconds left. 59-57. Owls are up. Cam Austin is at the line to shoot two. So a lot of chatting. I'm not exactly sure why. Mostly between the refs and the score table. Messing with some time here. So there was 2 seconds on the clock. Otto Eldred sees quickly what's happening, and he's like, hey, let's use this. This is a timeout. And Bradford does the same thing. Bernardi calls him in. So how much time are they putting up on the clock? Because there was 2 seconds left. So I'm assuming that they're just trying to – there was a little bit of additional runoff, and they're going to put a little bit of time back on. 3.3. So 3.3 seconds left. Cam Austin, if he can make two of these, 3.3 seconds doesn't really matter. You go up by four. Austin's first shot is up, and it's good. It's good. The Owls are up by 3, 60-57. They'll take one more shot to go up by two possessions. It's good. Cam Austin puts the Owls up by 4, 61-57. And 1 second left. That'll run out, and the Owls have done it. They've rallied back from a 20-point deficit to come away with a 4-point overtime win. The Owls win 61-57. What a game. What a comeback. What a rally. And what a job well done by both teams, but the Owls victorious tonight. And we will break that up. Give us about 3 minutes. We're going to tally up the stats, and we'll do a full game recap, look over the scoring tonight, and talk about the Owls after a big win over Otto Eldred. It's Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
When I went looking for a place to rent, I wore a mask, but they could still see I'm black. The landlord told me,
nothing available.
When I went looking for an apartment, I wore a mask. Obviously, I'm Latino. They said,
the place has been rented.
My wife and I were house hunting.
We wore masks, but we're Asian American. And the real estate agent said,
you won't be happy here.
If you suspect housing discrimination because of your race, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. Fair housing. The law is on your side. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
My name is Jeff. I've been living with chronic lymphocytic leukemia since 2009. When I was 58, went in for a physical. My care provider called shortly afterwards to say, I need you to go see a hematologist or an oncologist. I did go to an oncologist who diagnosed me with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. I did not feel any symptoms at the time I was diagnosed. But after about 5 years, I began to lose weight. There were other indications of having trouble, especially extreme fatigue. My wife, Tina, she is there for me all the time. When you're a cancer patient, support really does help you get through in every way. And for CLL, there are now several patient organizations to help get you the information. Getting proper information and finding other patients to share experiences is a very important part of the cancer journey.
For more information on chronic lymphocytic leukemia, other blood cancers, and resources to help, visit understandbloodcancer.com.
Pa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
W298CM Bradford.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM.
WESB Bradford.
Welcome back. It's the Bradford Owls postgame show here on WESB Sports. After an overtime thriller against the Otto Eldred Terrors, the Owls come away with a big win. 61-57 is your final score after overtime. So what a game. It did not look, for a while there, it did not look like that's the type of game we were in for. But then again, the Owls have really only played close games since their first game of the season. The season opener against Eisenhower. We're going to cover all this stuff because it was an excellent game. And that kind of stuff gets me pumped up. So I got a feeling I'm probably going to ramble for a minute. I'll try to keep it short here on the post game show. So season opening game for the Owls, Eisenhower, big win, 22-point win. And since then, the Owls have only played in close games. Their second game of the season was against that same team, Otto Eldred, the Terrors, at the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament in the championship game. The Owls lost 29-28. The Owls were down by 11 at halftime. They rally back. They take a 1-point lead in the final minute or so of the fourth quarter. But Gavin Jimerson makes the go-ahead bucket with just a few seconds left. The Owls can't convert, and time runs out with the Terrors getting the win there. Now, fast forward. Again, the Owls have only really played in close games since then, and including, really, yesterday's game against Olean to put them in the consolation game. Olean wins 55-45. It's a 10-point win. But it was close for the entire game. Olean just kind of extended it out in the final couple minutes of the game. And the Owls led for much of that game as well. So it looks like the Owls might be heading to the championship game, where they will meet Allegheny Limestone. Olean Allegheny Limestone tonight, 7:45, for the championship game of the Joe DiCerbo Memorial Tournament. Anyone interested in seeing that game? But the Owls lose. They will meet Otto Eldred in the rematch. And Otto Eldred came out and scored early and often. And it looked like the Owls might be outmatched here. And we were in for another Otto Eldred win. So in the first quarter, Otto Eldred outscored Bradford 13-6. And in the second quarter, they outscored Bradford 15-8. So that gave us a first half score of 28-14. So not only did they double the offensive output of the Owls, they also had a 14-point lead, which is significant. It's a significant lead at halftime. They come out in the third quarter, and they extend that lead out to 20 points. Again, significant. It's a significant lead. I believe it was 40-20, I think, is when we had that 20-point lead for Otto Eldred. In the third quarter, Bradford ends up rallying back. The end of the third quarter, they come on strong. They end up finishing outscoring Otto Eldred 17-11 in the third quarter. And then in the fourth quarter and overtime, obviously enough to get the job done and come away with the
61-57 victory. So let's talk points, stats here. For Otto Eldred, a couple of guys should be mentioned. Gavin Jimerson, he had 9 points in the first half, 11, 14, 16, 18. So Gavin Jimerson finishes with 16 points. He had an excellent game, 9 points in the first half, 9 points in the second half, and was a real, really a leader of the team, as he often is. It's not really new for him, but incredible work for him tonight. Landon Francis, who was in foul trouble, played a lot of time with four fouls. I mean, really impressive, gutsy calls by both the coach to leave him in here and by Francis, who played the same type of game, didn't really ease up at all. He only had 4 points in the first half. 3, 4, 5, 6. He had 11 points in the second half. So he finishes with 15 on the night, 10 of them from the free throw line. So he went 10 for 10 from the free throw line. Here's an even more impressive stat from Otto Eldred. 10 for 10, 12, 14, 16 for 17. Let's see. They went 18 for 21 and 19 for 22. 19 for 22. That can't be right. 19 for 23 from the line. So they missed four free throws to go 19 for 23 from the line. Great job on the free throw shooting. Sheen Thomas also chipped in 5 points. We had 5 points from Cohen Walker. We had 5 points from Manning Splain. 2 points from Austin Cousins, Blaze Mahalik, Max Splain. You know, 57 points, the overtime total for Otto Eldred. You put these PA teams in New York with a shot clock, and all of a sudden you get some barn burners here, 60-point games. So now on to the Owls. Jake Franz, unfortunately, fouled out in the fourth quarter as the leading scorer of the game at the time. He had 17 points and got fouled out in the fourth quarter of a game that went into overtime. So 17 points is a season high, I believe, for Jake Franz. It's nothing nothing to snub your nose at, 17 points. But the leading scorer of the game is not a starter. It's Cam Austin. Cam Austin came alive in the second half. He finishes with 24 points, 23 in the second half. He had 1 point at halftime. Finishes with 24 on the night. Absolutely incredible game from Cam Austin. He took over in the fourth quarter. He made 4 for 4 from the line in overtime. Overall, went 4 for 9 from the line. So excellent shooting from the line for Cam Austin. But 24 points to lead the Owls to the big overtime win. 17 from Jake Franz. We've got 5 from Dalton Dixon. 5 also from Isaiah Fitton. 5 big points from both of those guys. Dalton Dixon did most of it from the free throw line, but they were big points in the fourth quarter when the Owls were just hanging on, trying to tie the game or go ahead by one. Dalton Dixon had big free throws. Isaiah Fitton's 5. We also have Jared Wilmuth adding 4, Chase Weinberg and AJ Gleason adding 2, and Lucas Johnson adding 1, along with Talon Reese making 1 free throw for 1 point as well. What a game. The Owls come away with an overtime win to improve to 2-4 on the season. Their second win of the year. They get the kind of the prove it game, you know, against Otto Eldred. They lost Otto Eldred in their second game of the year. Really want that one back. Well, they got it back. They got it back. They won in overtime 61-57. Who was it? An absolute pleasure to watch. Thank you to my host, Allegheny Limestone. Their athletic director, John Luce, has been very accommodating. It's a pleasure to broadcast from the Swamp. Again, I hope they still call it that. I don't know. Home of the Gators. From Allegheny Limestone. The Owls split the Joe DiCerbo tournament, losing round one to Olean, but they win the consolation game against Otto Eldred in overtime. A fantastic game. Next up for the Owls, they're going to get, I think, a day off. They will have Monday, tomorrow off, but Tuesday they're traveling back on the road to Ridgeway. That's going to be a 7:30 start. And then they will finally have their home opener on Thursday. So Thursday will be the Owls home opener. Finally, 9 games into the season, they're going to host Dubois Area Catholic. 7:30 is the time that I have for tip off as of now, which means that we will be starting broadcast at 7:20 Thursday night for the Bradford Owls home opener. And that's it for my sound engineer and producer, Nick Young's back at the station for the Owls, who just came away with a big 61-57 win in overtime over Otto Eldred. I am Jimmy Kelts, broadcasting live Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.